SBT Radio News. We've seen quite a bit of a shift over the last couple of days in the president's health care reform plans, now with the White House acknowledging that the president is willing to accept the possibility of no public option. But there are some on the more left side of the party, of the Democratic Party, who are saying that that is not only not good public policy, it could also hurt health care in the long run. We've talked a lot about the political side of this. How much is it going to cost? Who's going to pay for it? All extremely important questions. The bottom line question, though, is what kind of care are we going to get with whatever kind of reform that happens, or if no reform happens? Joining us this morning to talk a little bit about that side of the issue is a nursing professor at St. Mary's College. She also is the president of the Indiana State Nursing Association, Ella Harmeyer. Ella, thanks for being with us today.
No problem. Good morning, Bob.
When you hear about this issue that is playing out politically speaking, what are you thinking on the medical side of the aisle?
Well, what our concern is as nurses is the overwhelming number of people who either don't have access to any care or have access to limited care that is so confusing for them that they essentially get no care.
When you look at this issue overall, do you think the current state of insurance comes into the minds of the practitioners, the nurses and the doctors, and making the types of choices they need to make when deciding what type of care you get?
Absolutely. Many of the insurance plans today have some kind of managed care attached to it, which means that before you can get certain health care diagnostic tests or certain kinds of treatments, that has to be approved by your insurance company. And there are situations in which then that delays care, or it forces care providers, both nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, and physicians, to make choices that are not what they think is the best choice.
There are a lot of doctors out there who are very concerned about this because they feel not only on that side of the issue, they echo some of those sentiments, but on the flip side as well, they're saying if some of this managed care comes in at a level, especially through the government, that there is strong concern through the government that perhaps they might have their hands tied even further, that they would have to start go through a bureaucratic chain of events that they don't want to have to tackle.
I guess I somehow don't see how it could get worse than it currently is. I mean, I don't see how it could get more restrictive rather than less.
I guess what they're saying is, you know, we're seeing the government running operations like, and I'll use a very poor example, the BMV, but also they're saying the Cash for Clunkers program. It was a program that was supposed to go out and spend all of this money for the purchase of new cars, and that worked on that side, but they're still trying to work out the machinations back in Washington, and the fear is from some of these doctors that you're going to have a number of bureaucrats who aren't necessarily completely versed in each individual's patient needs. They're going to be the ones deciding.
That is a risk and a possibility. And I think it's hard to judge from the provider side as we watch some of this. In many respects, Medicare, as a government-run program, functions relatively well from what I can see with the clients that I work with. On the other hand, Medicaid, again, government-run insurance program, is just fraught with catastrophe. So I can't say that it isn't going to get worse.
Are you concerned at all about some of the advancements that have been made in the medical field over the last 20 years? There is, again, some are calling it a scare tactic, others saying it's absolute reality that if, in fact, the government gets involved, a lot of the R&D that we see take place will, in essence, come to a stop or at least be curtailed quite a bit because of the business factor, quite honestly, being taken out of the realm of profit.
I guess I don't believe that will happen. I do think that we sometimes, as a culture, and this is, you know, the client may need a new mindset, that we sometimes embrace new technology that isn't necessarily better than the old. I think the scientific base in the United States is going to keep moving forward in terms of research and development.
As a person who has spent a lot of time in hospitals, and of course you're churning out students who are going into the hospitals as well, we hear from hospitals all the time who are saying that they're just having to really curtail the number of services that they offer, at least to a certain extent, and especially they're having to curtail the number of people they employ because so many people are coming in just without the ability to pay.
And that is clearly true. And from our perspective, we kind of come down sometimes more harder on the insurance companies than maybe we should, because so often it seems like it's the insurance company, someone who has a business background, who is dictating whether or not this care or whether or not this patient is going to get certain kinds of care, rather than the healthcare professionals.
Are you concerned one way or the other if health reform does pass or doesn't pass, the overall negative impact or positive impact it's going to have on the overall health of the United States?
I think if we can, I'm really a community health-based person, so I don't do as much of the hospital side of care as I did years ago, and so I'm really pushing for the prevention issues. We can't continue to pay for catastrophic care in the way we have over the last several decades. We have got to put a push on prevention.
So as far as you're concerned, some form or fashion of reform needs to happen.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And is that seemingly the case with a lot of the people within your department as well?
It is clearly the opinion of the American Nurses Association, the Indiana State Nurses Association, and most of the providers that I work with.
All right, very good. Ella Harmeyer, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your insight as well. It is a very tricky, of course, road that we're going to have to traverse over the course of the next several months, most likely, and we appreciate your insight. We might have to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ella Harmeyer is a professor at the St. Mary's College Nursing Program. She's also the president of the Indiana State Nurses Association. JT?